From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria says it's broken the siege of a key airbase. Syria's military reports it has taken back a northern airbase that was under siege by Islamic State fighters for 2 years. Speaking by phone, the commander of the Kuiris airbase in Aleppo, Major General Munthir Zaman, saluted his soldiers, who he says remained steadfast during the ordeal. Meanwhile, Moscow says it wants a second round of talks on Syria to focus on a list of terror groups operating in the country. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says any future ceasefire will not apply to terrorist organizations. In Washington Tuesday, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner announced Secretary of State John Kerry would deliver a major speech on Syria Thursday.
It's an effort by the secretary to lay out in very concrete terms what we're trying to do, what our strategy is, what we're looking to accomplish. Now, there may be new elements in that, but that's, I think, the overarching goal.
Mr. Kerry will take part in a second round of talks on Syria's future Saturday in Vienna. A senior U.S. diplomat Tuesday urged the government of Burundi to begin internationally mediated talks with the opposition to end the country's political crisis. Tom Perriello, the U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region, spoke Tuesday in Bujumbura.
It is crucial for all parties to respect their commitments, to join an internationally mediated dialogue with no preconditions and without delay. This is the only viable way to return Burundi to the path of peace and prosperity. The international dialogue will complement the inter-Burundian dialogue, thereby increasing the likelihood of success.
Meanwhile, a UN human rights official warned Tuesday that Burundi's violence threatens to spiral into an ethnic or regional conflict. More than 200 have died, tens of thousands have fled the country since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his bid for re-election. This is VOA News. 2 weeks of relative calm in Jerusalem came to a violent end Tuesday when two Palestinians were killed, one wounded, during stabbing attacks against Israeli security members. 12 Israelis and 77 Palestinians have been killed in a wave of violence that began in September. Here in Washington, Israel's visiting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday that any two-state solution with Palestinians, Israel must maintain security over territory that it gives up.
Any deal or any arrangement, unilateral or negotiated, must have Israel maintain the ability to defend itself by itself against any threat, including from territories that are ceded.
He said the responsibility for a peace deal is on Palestinian shoulders, took aim at what he called the persistent Palestinian refusal to recognize the Jewish state. Russia says air links with Egypt will remain cut for months over security concerns at Egyptian airports in the wake of the October 31 plane crash in the Sinai Peninsula that killed all 224 people aboard a Russian metro jet. A Kremlin spokesman said Cairo must improve security at the Sinai Resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, Cairo, and the Red Sea Resort of Hurghada, the cause of the crash under investigation. A strong 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck late Tuesday on the coast of Chile at a shallow depth of some 10 kilometers, about 460 kilometers northwest of the capital, Santiago. The same area was hit by an 8.3 magnitude quake in September. A Kenyan journalist was detained, questioned, and reportedly released on Tuesday by police over an article about corruption in the Kenyan Interior Ministry. Senior reporter John Gerachu of the Daily Nation newspaper was asked to reveal his source for the story on rampant spending within the ministry. John Githongo is a prominent anti-corruption campaigner.
This is the most corrupt Kenya has been since we started measuring corruption in the 90s. And I've been involved in this area for almost 20 years. This is the worst it's ever been.
The Daily Nation report was published after a Kenyan parliamentary committee released its own investigation into the expenditure of more than $37 million by the Interior Ministry in one day. The U.S. ambassador has called corruption a crisis in Kenya, which is undermining, he said, the country's future. European and African leaders meet on Malta Wednesday to discuss ways to stem the flow of migrants and refugees from Africa to Europe. Eritreans make up the bulk of nearly 140,000 who arrived in Italy from Africa by sea so far this year. The European Union says its asylum processing is so clogged with foreign migrants seeking refuge it could take a year to process all pending applications if the migrant influx stopped immediately. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter got good news Tuesday. Doctors say there's no evidence his liver and brain cancer has spread and say the president is responding well to treatment. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.